You are listening to the She Means Profit podcast with Melissa Houston, CPA, financial strategist for CEOs, and a Forbes.com contributor. She Means Profit is a podcast dedicated to helping small business owners just like you become a master at your finances without confusion so that you can increase your profit and net worth. With over 20 years of experience working with business owners, I'm sharing with you real and actionable advice that will give you the tools to take your financial power back. Let's make some major money moves together. Welcome to another episode of She Means Profit, the podcast that speaks to business owners about how to build wealth for yourself through your business. And I know we are at the end of 2022 and everybody is talking about setting new goals for 2023. And I wish I could be a little different, but I'm sorry, I just can't. You know, we are talking about your money and your financial health is a vital part to your overall health and it must be talked about. And it's a great time to talk about, you know, what your new goals are. Everybody's talking about it and it's on the forefront of your mind. You know, we're going to be ringing in 2023 in a few days and it's a new year, a new start, a new whatever, however you want to look at it. And thinking about your financial goals and what you want to accomplish in 2023 will help give your business direction. When I work with people, one of the first steps we take is setting those financial goals. Now, I see a lot of the time that your financial goals are also related to your money mindset. So if you don't have a positive relationship with money and you have some issues about feeling greedy, if you want to make more money or that, you know, you only need to make enough money to survive on, or if you became a rich person that people wouldn't like you, or whatever story you're telling yourself, I highly recommend you go back to my money mindset episodes. And I can't remember them off the top of my head, but I will leave them in the show notes so that you can get a money mindset refresher and ensure that you are maintaining a positive relationship with money. Because as a business owner, that's really important. You don't want any negative money mindset issues holding you back from being the best and most profitable business owner that you can be. Because you also have to remember that a lot of good comes with making money. And we need more women in the world and men, good men, who have more wealth in their hands so that you can do more good in the world. Because a lot of good is done through making profit in business. You can start not-for-profits. You can donate to charities. You can support other causes. You can support other women-run businesses. There's tons of great things you can do with money. So I highly encourage you to get more wealth into your hands. So that's what we're talking about today. And as the end of the year approaches, as I said, it's important for businesses to take stock of your achievements. So look back at what you accomplished in 2022 and maybe years prior as well and remind yourself, I have done a good job. Look at the things I've accomplished. Rome wasn't built in a day. I may not be where I want to be. I know for me that's what I tell myself is, you know, I've been in business. I'm ending my third year of business. That's crazy. I may not be exactly where I want to be, but I have made such huge strides in my business. And every day I get to reach more and more people and help them make more money in their business. So think about the good things that you've done over the years. And remember, there's so much more good to come. So when you make your financial goals and you set new goals for the coming year, it ensures that your business is always moving forward and making progress. Without setting new goals, your business can quickly become stagnant or start to decline. So, of course, setting goals is not only the first step, but it's important to have that plan to support creating these goals. But we're really going to focus on creating the goals today. So, just a refresher, you create the goals, you make sure your money mindset is in order. That's step one of the Cash Confident Framework. And step three is creating that business plan to support your financial goals. In case you're wondering, step two is understanding your financial report. So if you haven't grabbed your five-step roadmap to a profitable business, make sure you grab it. It's free. Grab it. The link is in the show notes because that goes over the Cash Confident Framework and shows you what you need to understand as a business owner to ensure that you're looking at all the aspects of the finances in your business. Not teaching you how to be an accountant. I'm teaching you how to be a financially savvy business owner. So when you create your financial goals, it gives you a clear vision and a strong commitment to achieving what it is that you want your business to do, and your business can continue to thrive and grow in the new year. This helps to ensure that you are always moving forward and making progress, because without goals, it's easy to become stagnant and stuck in a rut. But setting goals is not enough. You also have to have a plan for achieving them. So this means looking at your resources and making realistic decisions about what you can accomplish. It also means being willing to adjust your goals as needed based on feedback and new information. And by taking these steps, you can ensure that your business is always moving forward and growing. And you always hear me say, and I'll say it again, a goal without a plan is just a wish. As a business owner, it's important to regularly assess your goals and objectives to ensure that you are on track to achieve your long-term vision. So, I have outlined 4 steps for us to talk about today in achieving your long-term vision. 1. So look at your current situation. Take a step back and examine your business as a whole. Think about what your current goals are. Are you on track to achieving them? If not, why not? And if you have achieved them, then it's time to start setting new goals. Doing a self-assessment will help you identify the areas that need improvement. And you need to be honest with yourself. I know sometimes people have a hard time being honest. Unfortunately, I'm one of those brutally honest people, but I do have respect for people who don't have that brutal honesty that I do. So I tend to be way too hard on myself than I should be. I don't do it for others, but for myself, it's like a terrible story. But, you know, just be honest with yourself. Did you achieve the goals that you wanted to achieve this year? Why or why not? And what are we going to do about it? 2 is to set realistic goals. So once you have a good understanding of your current situation, it's time to set your new goals for 2023. But I want you to be realistic, because setting unrealistic goals will only set you up for disappointment. So think about what you realistically want to achieve in the short term and the long term, and what steps you need to get you there. And then 3 is creating your action plan. Once you have your goals in place, it's time to create that plan of action, because a goal without a plan is just a wish. So this will help you put your goals into perspective and figure out the specific steps you need to take to achieve them. And then 4th step is stay accountable. This is so important. We often set goals for ourselves, but we have no accountability for them. So you need to have that self-discipline to make sure that you hold yourself accountable for achieving your goals. So this means setting regular check-ins with yourself or having a buddy you can check in with to review your progress and make sure you're on track. It can be easy to get sidetracked, but staying accountable, you will increase your chances of success. Now, there's tons of different goals that you can create for yourself. So, you know, typically when I think, and maybe you feel the same way, when I think of goals, I think, okay, well, how much money do I want to achieve? How much, you know, like what possessions do I want to attain in 2023 or what have you? But now we're going to go a little bit deeper, and we're going to, first of all, go into the difference between short-term and long-term goals. And then we're also going to go a little deeper than that and set some different goals. So short-term goals are objectives that you hope to achieve in the near future. So typically that would be in the next year. So when you're thinking of 2023, that's a short-term goal. What do you want to achieve? Short-term goals can help you stay focused and on track to work towards your long-term goals. So for example, short-term goals could be increasing your sales by 10% in the next quarter or the next year, launching a new product line, or opening a new location. Whatever that may be, these are short-term goals that you're going to achieve in the next 12 months. So when you think about your long-term goals, they're objectives that you hope to achieve over a period of time, typically over 1 year. You know, they could be 5-year, 10-year goals, But knowing that your long-term goals are there to have you continually working towards meeting that long-term goal. Long-term goals can help you plan for the future and ensure that your business is on track to meet its objectives. So examples of long-term business goals can include becoming the market leader in your industry, doubling or tripling your sales within 5 years, or expanding into new markets. I mean, you are the captain of your ship or whatever analogy you want to use, and only you know what motivates you to move the needle in your business. So you set those goals and you make sure that they're aligned with your values, right? So if you're setting goals that are not aligned with your values, then you're not going to want to achieve them. So you want to set SMART goals, which is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely, and ensure that you have a plan in place to achieve those goals. So now we're going to go a little deeper and we're going to talk about different kinds of goals that you can set in your business, because not everything has to be about, well, I want to, you know, just increase my revenue. So financial goals are objectives that are important. And if you want to increase your profit, that's a great financial goal. And we'll go into that because I know a lot of you are still at that phase where you want to increase your profit. And the ways you would increase your profit is increasing revenue, reducing expenses, growing your customer base, doing a pricing strategy or a pricing review, which you should be doing at a minimum of every year, and having those profit drivers in place to help you increase your profit will help you. So your financial goals can help you ensure that your business is profitable and on track. And examples of business financial goals include, like, for example, increase sales by 20% in the next fiscal year, or reduce operating costs by 10%, or increasing the number of customers you serve by 5%. There's different goals you can measure. There's different financial goals. And although those are common ones, I'm not trying to suggest that they're bad, because they're not. They're really, really good. I just happen to talk about them all year. So we're going to dive into some more type of goals in your business that I don't necessarily talk about on the podcast very often. So another one is marketing goals. And this is really important too. I'm just diving into my marketing numbers and collecting data and all sorts of stuff like that, because I finally feel like I've got the bandwidth to absorb that new knowledge. Marketing goals are objectives that relate to your business's marketing efforts, such as increasing brand awareness, generating leads, or converting prospects into customers. Marketing goals can help you to ensure that your marketing campaigns are effective and achieving the desired result. So marketing, as I'm learning, is such an important part of business. And I'm finally starting to learn to like marketing. If you've heard me before, I always say marketing is my weakness, and I need to change the narrative of that. And that is actually one of my 2023 goals, is to develop a love relationship with marketing and using that data to work to my advantage. So example of marketing business goals are including things such as increasing your website traffic by 50% in the next year, generating 100 new leads per month, or converting 10% of website visitors into customers. So these are some of the suggested marketing goals that you can take into consideration when you're planning for 2023. The next one I put down is sales goals. Sales goals are objectives that relate to your business's sales efforts, such as increasing sales revenue, closing more deals, or expanding into new markets. Sales goals can help to ensure that your sales team is effective and achieving its targets. Examples of sales business goals include, you know, increasing revenue by 10%, or closing 20 new deals per month, or expanding into new markets, or, you know, whatever your sales goals are. I can understand how there might be a little bit of confusion between sales goals and financial goals, but sales goals, you're really focusing on the sale and how you're converting leads into customers. So that is definitely something that you can look at if it's on your radar for 2023. Now, another one, and this is almighty important too, is your customer service goals. So customer service goals are objectives that relate to your business's customer service efforts, such as improving customer satisfaction levels, reducing customer churn rates, or resolving customer issues more quickly. Having satisfied customers is really important for your business because it costs more to acquire new customers than it does to retain the current customers that you have. Customer service goals can help to ensure that your customers are happy with your products or services and that they continue to do business with you in the future. So some examples of customer service business goals include, including customer satisfaction levels by 5% in the next year, or reducing customer churn rates by 2%, or resolving customer issues within 24 hours. Again, you get to set what your goals are, but consider, maybe you hadn't considered improving your customer satisfaction rate. So think about your customers in 2023 and how you can better serve them. And if you're a business who has employees, another goal that you can consider implementing in 2023 is looking at employee productivity. So employee productivity goals are objectives that relate to how productive your employees are at work, such as increasing their output levels, reducing error rates, or completing tasks more quickly. And this is one that small business owners have a really hard time monitoring, right? Because you don't want to be that micromanager, but you also don't want to, just give that free trust and not look at how your employees are performing, right? So employee productivity goals can help you ensure that your employees are working effectively and efficiently towards helping you meet your business goals. So there's a lot of different ways that you can monitor the employee productivity, and make sure you monitor it because payroll is one of the biggest business expenses that you're going to have in your business. And if you have employees who are not producing, but they're going by unnoticed, then that is a huge money leak for your business. If you have employees that are not producing, it's time to get in there and have conversations, maybe have the hard conversation and assess their employee performance, find ways you can measure their performance. And ultimately, if it doesn't work out, then you have to part ways. So do not forget that employees are an expense as well. And you want to make sure that you're getting a return on that investment. You're investing in their career and hopefully, you're offering training or, professional development or whatever it is. So think about not only how the employee is performing, but how you are performing as an employer. I don't want to put all the onus on the employee because if you're not offering proper training and professional development and all sorts of other things that help employees flourish, then you're, falling short for the employees as well. So you could also consider in 2023, how am I treating my employees? How are they producing for me? And how do I resolve any issues that are arising? So if you've heard a lot of these planning efforts and you're thinking, oh my God, this is so overwhelming. How do I handle this? Believe it or not, CPAs are actually trained in looking at all aspects of your business because there's absolutely nothing in business that does not affect your bottom line. So if you need specific coaching in any of these areas that we talked about in terms of monitoring your numbers, then by all means, you need to create that business financial plan or revisit that business financial plan so you can include, making plans for these type of goals. So if you need assistance, you can work one-on-one with me. And the link is in the show notes to book a discovery call. And if you haven't yet downloaded the 5-step roadmap to creating a profitable business, I highly recommend you do so now. And if you haven't pre-ordered the book, make sure that you pre-order the book. The link is also in the show notes for that, as I'm super excited for the book to be released. It's coming May 16th, 2023. That's another big goal that I have this year is doing my book launch. So you're going to hear me talk a lot about the book in 2023, and I highly recommend it. It's a really good resource for business owners as well. And did you create your business finance plan yet? Just remember, it's not too late. Just because it's the end of 2022 doesn't mean that you missed the boat for 2023 and you can't do your business plan. You can do your business plan at absolutely any time during the year. I just highly recommend that you do it at the beginning of the year because it's a new year. It's great to make your plans and implement them. So you can, as I mentioned, if you need assistance in creating your business plan, there's the Cash Confident course, or you can book a consult with me and we can determine if we're a good fit to work together. If you've enjoyed what you've been listening in this episode, I invite you to please leave a review for the podcast. The more reviews we get, the more business owners we can reach so that we are indeed helping business owners create the most profit they can create in their business. Thank you for joining us on the She Means Profit podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, I ask you to hit subscribe, rate the podcast, and leave a review. You can find us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Melissa Houston CPA and join us in our She Means Profit Facebook group.